House approves Raise the Wage Act to double minimum wage. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2019. The House approved a bill Thursday that would raise the minimum wage to $15 by the year 2025. The legislation was part of a compromise between liberal and centrist Democrats who previously had differing views regarding how large the hike should be, whether it would stay the same across the entire country, and how long it would take to phase it in, The Hill reported. Reports stated that the legislation was approved by a 231-199 vote. Three Republicans, Reps. Brian Fitzpatrick, PA, Francis Rooney, FL, and Chris Smith, NJ, voted in favor of the bill, while six Democrats, Reps. Anthony Brindisi, NY, Joe Cunningham, SC, Kendra Horn, OK, Ben McAdams, UT, Kurt Schrader, OR, and Xochitl Torres Small, NM, voted against it. In 2007, the minimum wage was raised to the current $7.25 an hour beginning in 2009. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, referred to the legislation as direct help for Americans making minimum wage. This is direct help. Not indirect. Not trickle down. Direct. It says to those who make the least, we think what you do is important, he commented. However, the so-called Raise the Wage Act is not expected to pass the Republican-controlled Senate. CBS News reported. The wage hike is considered a long shot given that Republicans control the Senate and the White House, but some big corporations are supportive of the effort. Amazon recently pledged to raise its minimum to $15 after feeling political pressure, with Costco following suit and Target moving to $15 an hour next year. Job Creators Network President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz said in a press release Thursday that the Raise the Wage Act is part of a Democrat socialist agenda. In another step in their socialist agenda, House Democrats pushed through an outrageous bill that will force up to 3.7 million Americans to lose their jobs and wreck our economy, he wrote. Ortiz continued by praising President Trump's pro-growth policies and said they are raising wages for all working Americans. But instead of building on that progress, House Democrats want to appease the far left and squeeze the 90 million Americans who work at or own a small business. Instead of pursuing a $15 minimum wage, Congress should be fighting for $50,000 careers by addressing the skills gap, he concluded.